played day of conditioning.
Can you describe your fun level at the beep test over there?
You know, it's a tough test, but it's my first time doing it today, so it's something I was looking forward to. A couple of us missed it last training camp, so had no expectations, I guess, going in, but yeah, it was good. I was pretty happy with my score for working out for 1 week now and skating just a few times. So for mid-July or beginning of July, it's pretty good.
So you've taken a good break since the Memorial Cup?
Yeah, it was a long season, and you know, it was a great season going all the way to the finals there, and obviously losing in that heartbreak overtime game in the final. But I took 3 weeks off the ice, which is the longest I've been off the ice since, geez, I don't remember. So yeah, I had a good break, and yeah, it's got on the ice a couple of times before I came here, and you know, right back into the swing of things. But yeah, it was a good break for me.
Taking some time to reflect on the season itself, Josh.
Yeah, definitely over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I guess, whatever it's been now. Yeah, it was a whirlwind of a season. I mean, I thought I had a pretty strong training camp with the Jets, and you know, going back to junior, having a good start, going to World Juniors, going to Kelowna afterwards. You know, I guess winning World Juniors, it was an amazing experience, and you know, going all the way through, winning a WHL championship, and then winning or going all the way to the Memorial Cup final, and you know, coming one goal shy. It was a great year. I think I've improved a lot. My conditioning's a lot better now. Really committed to my diet. And overall, I think it was a great year for me.
It's like knowing that you're going to be playing pro this fall.
Yeah, it's exciting. I guess it's just, you know, that you're going to take that next step. And for the most part, you know, you're going to be in Winnipeg. It's just, I guess, in which dressing room. So, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you know, the last 4 years of my junior career have been awesome, and I've grown a lot as a player, kind of grown up from leaving home in the middle of high school. And, you know, now I guess finishing up my last junior season, it was a range of emotions, you know, a lot of good memories, met a lot of great people along the way, but, you know, really excited to get my pro career started now.
Some people say, Josh, that junior was too easy for you last year, or junior wasn't a challenge. What do you say to that?
I don't agree, I guess. You know, junior, you know, is a great development scenario for players. For me, to go back and play, you know, on two teams where I was given a lot of opportunity to play and improve, and with great coaching staffs on both teams in PA, and then when I got traded to Kelowna, the same thing. You know, you develop a lot as a player, and I think it's great that gives you a little more time sometimes out there to work on things, you know, work on your defensive play, and in my case, some D-zone things, you know, closing gaps, and also work on experimenting with different nutrition things and stuff like that, seeing what, you know, works better with my body and what I feel better with or don't feel as good with. So that was a big part of it, working with Craig here and throughout the season. But I guess for anyone that says that, you know, you can't get any better, that definitely wasn't the mentality I had, and I was pretty happy with the way I was able to improve over the year.
Does your thought process change at all this offseason, knowing you're going to be pro? I mean, I know you always hoped that you'd clearly make the Jets even when you were drafted, but does it change now that you know you will be playing pro and there's a legitimate shot for you to make it?
You know, I don't think it changes. It's hard work in the gym. I think, if anything, you know, you have to be even more dedicated because, you know, no matter what, you're playing against men this season. You're playing, you know, tough, hard schedules. And for me, I don't think it really does change. I mean, you just want to work hard to get better, work on your skills, work hard in the gym. And, you know, I've kind of changed the way that I've been training. Last summer, it was all about gaining weight. And I came into camp, I felt slow, I felt heavy. My body fat wasn't in the right spot. And I think for anyone who's seen me play, the biggest thing for me is being able to be quick and fast, and the faster I can get to pucks and avoid hits is probably better than taking them and being a little slower. So I've changed the way I've been training. I'm training still in Crash in Calgary, but with Craig's program, and I just feel a lot better. I feel a lot better on the ice, and I guess for me that's kind of my mentality this summer.
Do you see a spot for yourself on this year's Jets team when you look at the D-men that are signed? And
well, I guess it's, you know, it's going to come down to training camp. I mean, it's not up for, I don't think anything's set in stone until, you know, the final, you know, cuts are made and the season begins. So, obviously, I want to come in here. There's a lot of great defensemen in this organization, a lot of veteran guys, and it's going to be a battle throughout training camp. I think we saw how hard Paul's camp was last season, and you know, how hard you have to push yourself, and it's going to make for some great battles this year, and should be a lot of fun.
You talk about liking where your body is more this year compared to what it was last year. Talk about what that does as a player for your confidence.
Yeah, it's huge. Throughout the season, I think I lost like 12 pounds, and I don't think much of it was muscle. So I guess that was a good thing for me. I felt a lot quicker, faster. My endurance is better now on the ice, and I think for my style of game, like I said, you know, a couple pounds here or there, I think the faster I can be, the quicker I can be, but still being strong and able to handle the one-on-one battles is more beneficial. And, you know, from talking with Huds and Paul and the coaching staff and then Craig and everyone, that's really what they want me to keep working on is my quickness and speed and I guess what I'm good at and keep getting better at those things.
You talked about getting better